welcome back to my podcast, Follow My Journey. I'm Nadine, and as you can read in the title, people connect with people. That's what I'm going to talk about today because I heard someone say it. And yeah, I'm just sharing my thoughts with you that I had when I heard this. People connect with people. I hope you enjoy. Alright, so it's around 12 p.m. right now. So midday, and kind of already so much happened. So this morning at 9 a.m. we had on Zoom our completion ceremony of my semester abroad here in Australia. And yeah, we had it on Zoom because of social distancing rules and all that fun stuff you all probably know about. And even though it's, well, I mean, at this point we're all kind of used to doing that online stuff, but of course it would have been great to see those people in real life, you know, not through a screen, but actually being in the same room. And I don't know, you know what I mean. Well, I just said, I don't know, you know what I mean. Well, if it would always be that easy, just being able to say that. Anyways, it was such a nice, completion, is that the right word? Yeah, ceremony, because they had different speakers, and it was just very nice to listen to it and to realize that I was here, or I'm still here, and I'm living this dream life, this life of studying, having the opportunities to study in a different country, to making all those crazy experiences. And what I want to share with you is that someone on that Zoom session said, people connect with people. And this just so resonated with me. And they were talking about how each person has their story. And because we were, because we were studying here, that also like brings something to our own story, and that we should share this story with others, with our friends, with whatever people out there, so that they can be inspired by it, or they just hear what we did while we were here, how things were for us through those different, through those last few months studying here and all that fun stuff. Yeah. And when he said people connect with people and they do not connect with, grades or skills and all that stuff, I was like, yes, this is so true. This is why I think I'm also doing this podcast, to share my story, and to, even though I realize that I have not really talked much about my own individual story, because, there's just the, I realized that, and I realized that I had those two interviews so far with those other people talked about their life. And I realized that also my podcast, I want to give that space for other people to share their story, but also of course to share mine. And this is why I'm just so excited that I started this podcast, and that I created that space for myself and for others to share their story, because this is what it's about for me, I think, to share what you're experiencing and then sharing it with others so they can learn from it or get motivated and inspired by it. And that's why I really liked what he said, people connect with people. And one other thing is that I just, my podcast is not even a month old. It's like in a few days, I have this podcast since a month, and already in the last few weeks, so many great people entered my life, even though of course not that I saw them in like real life, like online, like virtually we saw each other kind of, or we talked at least. Anyways, what I'm getting to is that there's this one girl I'm so excited we met, met and she seriously told me that I kind of inspired her and made her start her own podcast. Isn't that crazy? I feel so excited that seriously made her do that. And that, well, she said of course she probably had that voice like for a long time inside of herself, but hearing that I started myself that I started my own podcast, and another friend who told her that she should start one kind of made her think about that more. And when she just told me the other day, I think it was today even, that now she's really going to start doing it, I'm like, wow, this is so crazy. I'm so excited. And yes, I think it all comes back to people connect with people. That's the main thing of that episode. And yes, that, yeah, we should just try, I mean, go out more and share and inspire others with it, with our story, I guess. I guess I probably said so much more in the first recording that I did. Somehow my recording got deleted and I'm recording this for the second time right now. But I hope that I kind of covered everything. Oh, I have written down here something in my diary already. I wrote down, stories need to be told and need to be heard. And I think I mentioned that before anyways. Why did I always start with stuff that I already said? But yeah, I guess for today that's it. Let me know what you thought of that, what your thoughts are. If you want, share them with me. Yeah, follow my journey podcast at gmail.com. You can send me a mail whenever, and I would love to hear from you. And I am gonna talk to you tomorrow for day 6 of Daily Gratitude. And yeah, we will see you when I do another episode like that, where I just talk some more about some other thoughts, ideas, or whatever there are on my mind, because there are a few. And yeah, I hope you liked it. I talk to you next time. Bye.